It is always a good challenge for guest pastors or guest preachers to visit a church, and then they have to do the whole liturgy because every pastor has their own custom way to do lead ministries. And so for me, it's a wonderful experience. But what I enjoy from leading the liturgy, it is to deliver the message for today. As we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent, I love Christmas season. It's one of my favorite season of the year. you remember, probably know the memorable works of Mark Twain, The Prince and the Pauper. Remember? It is enduring a story. It has given birth to numerous movies, and this nation's is like the oldest. I was reading in 1937, he came to the big screen with this famous actor, Errol Flynn. Probably some of you remember this actor. And later, and Hollywood remade it, and in the year 2000, while those productions had an adult audience in mind, the story works very well for children. So the Mickey Mouse had a starter in The Prince of the Pauper, and even the Garfield has adapted the story into the tale of the two kittens. What I want to say today about this story is that it is enduring appeal is understandable. A prince is tired of restrictions of royal life, longing for the freedom to live in a common man. When he finds a pauper who looks just like him, it is the perfect opportunity for this prince to switch places. After all, this guy, the pauper, longs to enjoy a privileged, wealthy, better life. The hider in love switches places here. Even Mary has his own on her mind, yet it comes a bit differently in the Magnificat, in the book of St. Luke, chapter 146. She speaks, Mary, about how the mighty are cast down from their throne to reach and go away empty. All the while, the lowly are exalted. That appeals to our sense of justice. Let the rich see what it's like. Let the poor have it easy. That's not what the Lord has in mind. He's interested in a far greater exchange. Christ exchanges places with you and I, taking your worth and giving you his best. This is far greater exchange because Jesus is far more than a prince. He is the very Lord when Mary magnifies him. Everything that she said in reasons to magnify the Lord, it is true of Jesus. Mary said to the Lord, "Holy is his name." Jesus' name is so holy that is the holy name given under heaven by which we must be saved. Mary said that the Lord is to be feared. When Jesus healed the paralytic in the book of St. Luke chapter 5:26, when he raised the widow's son in Luke 7:16, and when he exorcises the legion of demons of a man in Luke 8:37, he is feared. Mary said to the Lord, humbles the mighty. Jesus will regularly stop the mouth of those who pride led them to believe they could get the better of him. So it was with the devils when he tempted Jesus in Luke 4, verse 1 to 13. And the scribes and Pharisees, when they tried to trap Jesus in his words, the Sadducees faced the same results. Jesus stopped them all in their own pride. Jesus is far, brothers and sisters, far more than a prince. He is God himself. Yet, here he comes so humbly in his birth as Mary speaks these words. She is in her first trimester of his pregnancy. There is no cute baby bump to give witness to his presence. He is small and vulnerable, though he is greatest of all. For his greatness is not what we expect. His greatness is found in his own weakness. Jesus is great enough to take on flesh so that he might take our own place. His greatness will be magnified when he appears. His weakness hanging upon the cross. Yet there is, he is at his greatest. He's strongest. He's strong to save. For that he is what we need. We need that Jesus that is strong, God. This is far greater exchange because we are less than a pauper. A pauper is defined by his empty hands, his poverty. This is all of us. Yet Mary rejoices that through we are humble, the Lord looks upon us. In that humility, we recognize our dependence upon the Lord for everything. I need everything from him. As Luther said before his dying once, we are just beggars. It is true. This is a humble statement, but it's an exalted thing to say when you know from whom you beg. Empty hands before the Lord are quickly filled. Mary said to the Lord, fill the hungry with good things. We are hungry beggars, paupers with open hands before the Lord. Yet it is not just that we are lacking. We also bring something with us. We bring our sin, my sin. As Jesus humbles himself to become human, he further humbled himself to take our sin upon himself. And with our sin, he take death, even death on the cross. This is far greater, brothers and sisters, exchange, because Jesus now identifies with you. Prince and paupers, find out that the other's life is not as grand as they expected. So they are ready to go back to their giving places in life. Jesus knows what he is getting into when he identifies with sinful humanity like mine. He knows it will lead him to the cross because our sins. We, on the other hand, find out that his place, a place of righteousness, a place with the Father, is a great thing. It is good things in which he fills us. That even better thing is that we do not have to go back to the way things were before. Even after his death and resurrection, Jesus retained his human nature in his glorified, sinless body. That means Jesus is ever for you and for me. He knows what you face because he has faced it in his own body. He knows my needs. He knows my sorrows. He knows what I'm going through all the time. And he understands my journey because he is on flesh. So he draw near to strengthen you with you face temptations, and when you are humiliated by the sin, like I am, even when you do not recognize his presence, he is there with the strength and forgiveness. He's for you. When he comes to us in the Holy Communion, when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, he's with us, forgiving us. The birth of Christ is not just an event, but it's everything for us. Brothers of Faith Lutheran Church, this is far greatest exchange, because in Christ you are more than a prince. You are a beautiful child of God who dwelt with the Father for eternity. Remember Mary saying that he fills the hungry with good things. What a good things we have in Christ. But in Christ you are full of the Lord's good things. And that good things are his righteousness, his mercy, his promise, his eternal life, his sonship with the Father. So he became weak that you are strong. In the face of this death, you have received his eternal life. And this is great exchange. Does the God we celebrate today, as we approach to Christmas Eve, when the Christianity celebrate all over the world this beautiful event, we celebrate this event every single time when we got together as the brothers and sisters in Christ around this beautiful sanctuary. God is great. And his love endured forever. When God himself takes up residence in Mary's womb, that he might rob you of your sins and pour into you his righteousness and mercy. Mary then rejoices, and for good reasons. For this grace exchange exceeds all other great reversals. This is the best time of the year. Yes, it is. Because we are gathered together in Christ celebrating our salvation forever and ever. This is the best time. Let us rejoice then, the advent of the Lord. And let us wait patiently with a joyful heart to get together that day and say, glory to the Lord, glory to God in the highest. And let our voices united with the angels in heaven. Glory, glory to the Lord, oh God. Amen. And amen.